All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi'en Shekhlech from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on the importance of communication. And we have our regular guests that and co-hosts we have with us. We have Wegedes coming up. We have Kanavar. We have Shkwait Shekhlech. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And also we have Lady Fahima. So stay tuned, and we're going to get this show going. We're going to play some Helicon, and the song is called The Sun Also Rises. So enjoy, and we'll get the show on the road. Thanks for tuning in. and gentlemen from all over the world, we welcome you to Free Voices. And that was Heli Khan, The Sun Also Rises. And that was from Fuzz Club Session. Always some beautiful rhythmic music coming out of there. And we also have our high diving champion, Wegedesk, with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Chief. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us. So we'd like to start off the show right and get it done. Start it with some breaths. Can you please lead us through that?
Absolutely. All right, listeners, the best part of the show, three good deep breaths. Let's relax our body because that's what we really want to saturate ourselves with. So we'll relax our belly, relax your jaw, relax your shoulder, your neck, maybe even your toes. Anywhere you're feeling some stress, just relax it. And let's do three really good deep breaths all the way in. Let's go. And we got one more here all the way in. And just let all that tension go. Yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome. Can feel that oxygen hitting the brain for sure.
Totally. Hey, it's immediate. You feel good right away.
Instantly. Like, yeah. And so we got a subject, and it's about the importance of communication. So what do you have for us there?
Absolutely. So communication is so important. And funny enough, we just did something that, in my opinion, helps communication all the time, and that's deep breathing. Mm. I think good communication is quite easy when everything's going good, but when we really need good communication is usually when things are starting to go bad and turbulent, and maybe we lose our cool a little bit, or we're distracted by something, or we have some other agenda, and we're not able to maybe listen, which is a part of good communication, so then we can communicate back in a good way. So the deep breathing and general emotional control, I find, is paramount to being a good communicator.
That's so true. And a lot of times we forget to, you know, communicate with ourselves, you know, our own body, our own mind, our own health. You know, we get focused on, like, with all our social media that we have nowadays, like with, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all these other programs that we think we're communicating with, but it's more of a distraction. I believe a lot of communication should be done like face to face, and it's a lost art. It's starting to get lost in this world, and I think we should we need to practice more face to face, and having that courage to get together with somebody that we know and communicate like the old-fashioned way. And it's more powerful and it's more healthy. I believe these media programs and stuff, it creates an unhealthy environment. Like you don't get the... it almost causes like a barrier for you to be honest. And many people get into the idea where they can hurt people without consequence. And that's very wrong. And I think it's better and more wise for us, you know, to get together and talk and do it in front of other people and with each other, so we can be accountable for our words. You know, when we're doing these social media things, there's no accountability.
And very little context richness either. We don't know the tone of the words. We don't know. There's so much that we don't know. And, yeah, definitely communication is best done in person. I think they did a study, and they showed, like, something like 70% of the information that we get from other people when we're in person is more than the actual words themselves, like body language, tone, facial expression, eye contact. You know, all those things are a part of communication, and they just get lost with the text messages or with the phone call and that kind of thing. So,
yeah,
I mean, good communication is definitely worth it to just put in that extra effort and show up in person.
Yeah, and I learned that just what you are saying right now is so important, because that's what I had to work on myself. I had a lot of, like, you know, deep anger issues and rage and a lot of negativity, you know, just from my upbringing of being on the res and, you know, that whole system of that came from the residential school. So it was a big process for me to, you know, to be able to understand my own self and the way that I was communicating. And I had to change a lot of things. And I give a lot of credit to what I learned from my niece down in California. And she was, you know, very instrumental in the way that I was able to change that from all my negativity to something more kind and gentle. And my communication with people really improved just from that direct communication with somebody that I really loved and trusted. And it's just something that we should all be looking towards to better ourselves. And then it enriches everything and all the aspects of our life. So, yeah, I really thank you for joining us and bringing your knowledge and wisdom. It's just always very appreciated, and people looking forward to hearing from you. And it's just amazing.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to call in. And big shout out to our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, thank you, man. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. And looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
All the best to you, brother, and the listeners. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Okay, lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right, that was Wegedesk, our champion, high diving champion. And yeah, just always amazing and a blessing to talk to him. And so we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to play a song for the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And I got a song here picked for her, and it's from Graveyard, and it's Hinsing Blues. So have a listen and enjoy, everyone.
Leaving
We're back. We're live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Graveyard, Hintsing Blues. And I played that for the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we have her on the line right now. How are you doing, Celia?
Oh, wonderful. It's a good day.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Beautiful day out there. The sun's melting all the snow. It's just amazing. Yeah. So we have a subject, and it's on the importance of communication. And we'd love to hear from you on what do you have on that.
Yes. I initially was right away when I was sharing with you earlier that when I was reflecting on it, I immediately went to the human level, like, and that's all part of it. But then I went quite a bit bigger, and it's like nature is communicating with us. Mm. And we're part of nature. And so I went into this very big, you know, bigger framework of it. And it's like, it's the whole thing of listening, listening deeply, whether it's with nature, with ourselves. You made the point earlier about listening to ourselves. And Wegedesk was talking about his body with breath, but listening to others. I would like to extend that to listening to others that, there's a cult. We're living in a culture that leans most, not culture, but I guess I don't even know what the right word is. Kind of a mainstream thing of talking, lots of noise, lots of information out, but not like the balance of listening to each other with heart and mind is a really big one from my perspective. And it comes back to part of what you were saying with the social media. It's again people reacting or putting something out, and they're like the Wizard of Oz behind the big screen, the anonymity. They can say whatever reaction, negative reaction they have, or whatever, you know, they're scratching a painful itch in a way that's creating sometimes a lot of damage to other people too. Mm-hmm. I believe it comes out of injury as well, but it doesn't excuse the behavior. You know, I personally believe that, you know, really, if they would go and sort of look at where that's coming from, it would be more healing for them and less harmful to others. But I agree with you. There's something very different about being eyeball to eyeball or face to face or even in the same room with someone and really taking that time to be with each other in that way. It's a different experience.
I had a really strange experience of communication, and it had to do with a dream that I had, which was just last night. And I was with Counselor Fari, and I was supposedly trying to teach her how to drive. And I remember, you know, like I was trying to tell her do this, do that, and she was just looking at me very strangely, like, what the hell are you talking about? And she had full and total control of this vehicle. It was going wherever she wanted anytime, and it was just like the communication that I got was just from her face and her eyes. She didn't even say anything, but I could see, like, wow. It was like she was communicating, like, and it stopped me. Like, I just stopped all my knowledge that I thought I was trying to help her and teach her. And, like, you know, I wasn't in the position to be teaching her anything.
Right. Somehow she was making it happen.
Yeah.
She was driving without.
And it was like I was learning from her.
You're going, I didn't think this was the way it was going to go.
Yeah, no, it was pretty amazing. I just felt like so at peace just knowing that, like even with our program here, you know, she set it all up. She set it all up. She made it just so we could, like, drive the car. It was like she made the car for us. And now we're sitting in here and we're driving, we're communicating, we're relaying special information to the world and society. You know, we have listeners from all over the world, like England, Australia, Germany, just everywhere. And and it's our chance to, like, offer some positivity and empowerment for humanity to grow and learn and do it together. And, you know, I just feel very special. I feel like, you know, I've been very blessed, and it's just such an honor and a privilege to be here and be with you, as, you know, somebody that comes and brings that enthusiasm and your way of thinking. And it just, like, adds to this beautiful dinner, this feast of of humanity that we can all enjoy. Yes. And I just really appreciate you for coming and spending that time here with us live on air. It's just amazing.
Thank you. I feel similar to what you're saying with the feast. I love that. The way that you've expressed that, you know, that it is and I feel likewise. I feel blessed to be able to share with you and share with the listeners. And I think there's so much power in that kind of connection where people are bringing forward some positive contributions and thoughts about things, and together we're better. That's really one of the things I believe, is together we're better.
Yeah, for sure. And we're all on the right path, and we're going through it on this journey of life, and together we can make it better. We can improve this world and leave it in a much better place than when we got here, and that's what we're doing. So I really, really appreciate you joining us, and I think we're getting on with our time. So
yes, very good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I will listen to every. I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody else has to share.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, lots of love to you, and especially to you and your cousin. Your cousin.
My
time,
cousin.
So yeah.
Yep, from Kitchener, Ontario.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
Here to communicate with the mountains that he misses so much.
Oh, man.
And me. And us.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we'll say bye for now and talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlech. And Shkwait Shachlech, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He's gone through a lot of things. He's had Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. And he made it through all that. Big inspiration. So anyways, we're going to play his song, and it's from an artist called Tommy Prophet,